Fellow casters, let us all gather together on this special day, where we will have the great and noble Zaren Zephyr.
Noble's not noble.
To tell us. Shut up, Raven, I'm talking. To enlighten us about our true Lord and Savior Fervus.
I preach it! Church for this?
Lord Zaren, if you may.
Hail Fervus, that is all.
Oh, praise him!
Cue it. The roll call.
Mommy, call me Dex!
We're live!
Kaigan!
Watching all the anime! Redcaster, Show Raven!
Equipment Wielder, Blue Caster, Yoshida Zazil!
Loyal and Loud, Pink Caster, Light Red!
Trauma Inducer, North Caster, Saga!
Explorer from the Unknown, Yellow Caster, Auto Gar!
Waddling Furbus with Real Talking Bikes, Haw Yeah! DX Caster, Zaren Zephyr!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Otsukare!
Welcome, one and all, to another episode of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
Yay!
I believe we're at episode 90 now.
Getting close.
So, it's episode Yes Plus 21?
Yeah. Yes, plus 21.
Yay. That's an inside joke with us.
Man, that's almost over 9,000 episodes.
Yeah, we're getting there. Guesting with us tonight is quite a superstar on the internet. Say hello.
Hello, everybody. This is Zaren Zephyr. This is where I do my intro, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, guys. I'm Zaren Zephyr. Sorry about that. This is Zaren Zephyr. I do toy reviews on YouTube in super duper high definition, and my Lord and Savior Fervus is my unofficial mascot. If you don't know who that is, please watch Mash Rider. It's the best show in the world.
Mash Rider?
Because you got the most annoying creature in the face of the planet from another planet.
Yep.
And Hail Fervus.
Which we actually experienced today, because today's special topic is going to be the first two episodes of Mash Rider.
You know, there used to be a YouTube video with just that loop of the song, but they took it down.
Oh, wow.
It was just Mash Rider, Mash Rider, for like 5 minutes or something like that.
Awesome.
I'm sure
or 2 hours,
sure,
whatever it was.
It.
I could probably just do it myself.
Yeah, just do it in the background the whole episode. And then we're also talking this week about Ghost episode 16 and Ninja episode 46.
Exciting shit, I gotta say, this week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I haven't watched a single thing, so I have no clue what you guys are talking about.
So you get to listen to our commentary with absolutely no context.
Spoiler warning! Blah, blah, blah.
It's 90 episodes in. I think people know the formula by now.
All right. So let's talk about ghosts.
You don't stand a ghost of a chance.
Oh!
So, Ghost episode 16.
I noticed they added Houdini Dimashi to the opening, which is cool.
Yes, but the most...
Sorry, Lane. Go ahead. I just want to say this quickly, because I want to say Houdini Dimashi was one form I was looking forward to the most.
Same.
Oh, it's awful.
Same.
Just, it would have been good if it didn't have those fucking butterfly wing things.
I don't even mind that, because it is what it is. It's a bike on your back.
I don't like that aspect.
But it's a good thing that he can, you know...
Take it off.
Yeah.
But aside from the bike, the actual, like, jacket that he's wearing is nothing spectacular. It's kind of boring.
Although, it's not hard to fuck this aspect up. They're all cool as far as I'm concerned. The mask looks awesome.
Oh, yeah, with the chains and
the
lock.
And
the lock in the middle.
That's cool.
And I was right when I noticed at the toy, in that form, he's got bigger horns.
So I wasn't
crazy for that reason.
And also, this is apparently supposed to be the equivalent to Tokon Boost, so this is Spectre's
super form, his
mid-season form for now.
Even though it technically, in the hierarchy, doesn't actually count as a super form.
Yeah, but whatever.
This is Belt Mechanics guy sounding off.
But anyways, the main focus of this episode is the debut of Kamen Rider Necrom, which...
A.K.A. Nega Ghost.
Which...
You mean Ben 10?
Yes, we mean Ben 10.
I love Ben 10.
He's upgrade from Ben 10.
And holy shit, is he fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I loved everything he did.
Very cool thing. Necrom, here was the thing. Me and Ichiro are on opposite ends of this. The aesthetic.
Honestly, the only thing about Necrom's aesthetic I dislike is the fucking lens face sticking out of the front.
Which I actually like a lot. Like, see, when I first saw it, I'll admit, I was like, oh, that's stupid. It grew on me so quickly, though. I just like how different it is.
That's
like,
what everyone...
In a good way.
It's like, I completely understand what they're going for. He's based off a contact lens, because he fucking has an eyedropper for a henshin device.
It's an eye motif.
I just got that.
You just got that!
You didn't know it was a contact lens? Dark, I've been calling it stupid lens face for weeks.
You've been calling it scuba face for the last
few weeks. That was before I realized what it was.
I even said last week, it's a lens.
I didn't
you weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
But
anyways,
here's the thing. When he has the hood on, it doesn't look so bad because it doesn't jut out so far.
Yeah. Honestly, like I said, I'm used to it, and like I was watching him fight and stuff, and I'm just like, you know what, whatever, it's there, nothing we can do about it, cool, like, I'm okay with it. But yeah, he's just so fucking cool. Like, apparently he has like a time limit of how much power he can use, so it like drains him and he turns black, and it's really cool.
Yeah, I love it, the green conduits on his suit like empty out, and he has to absorb Ganma minions to recharge it.
Yeah, he summons Ganma minions, he can fucking control them with like hand motions, and just like these goddamn.
I am Necrom. I can fight you, but only for 2 minutes and 15 seconds so my power's done.
So what do you guys think about the Ryuki parts that are on his suit?
Oh.
Sorry?
The reused Ryuki parts.
The reused Ryuki parts?
What?
Oh, yeah, because he has like the kind of ports.
He has the knees, the shoulders, and on his ankles.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Those are recolored Ryuki parts.
Hooray.
That's amazing.
I wonder if he hooks himself onto a bike.
Right, that's what they were used for.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about his forms?
Grim Dimashi is actually worlds better looking.
Yeah, the square, honestly, like the pushed out like visor face looks better with the, like in a square shape.
Take a look. It's in a book. Grim Dimashi.
Pretty much.
I just like how he's green and looks like Ben 10.
Yeah.
I love
how the definition of hero in this show has gone like all over the fucking place.
Yeah, one of the legendary heroes of history, a pair of writers.
Yeah, a pair of writers who wrote a bunch of things people know.
Hey, I'm down. I would idolize authors.
It was cute though that Takaru, like, he sees him,
scientists, wait, and then just nope.
Who are the writers?
The Grimm brothers.
They're the ones who
made Snow White, Sleeping Beauty,
Cinderella, all that.
Oh, fairy tales.
Disney didn't
come up with those?
They were pun entirely intended. Grimm fairy tales.
No, I've got it. Next hero icon, Walt Disney. Do it.
Jesus, Thomas.
We're gonna get the Ishinomori one before that.
I'm still waiting for Hitler.
Disney Dimash, you would have like a fucking giant vault wheel as his weapon.
Kagan. Edo.
It would just be Hitler.
I still want John Cena Damashi.
And his weapon would be a starfish.
Starfishes love you, by the way.
Me and Sal watched the episode together, and I came up with this assumption. There we go.
English.
English is hard for God.
Hashtag confirmation,
yes. But Alan is like a 180 of Takaru.
Alan?
Takaru.
Alan.
Don't you mean Elaine?
Alan?
Aaron!
Basically, Takaru cares about life. Necrom doesn't give a shit. Best friends with Makoto.
Total opposites.
One horn. The other one has a horn and he's all black.
Total opposites, right?
I liked every single time just Alan like came on screen, he's just like, Tenkuji Takaru. He's just like, I fucking hurt Takaru.
Sorry, let me ask you something. What'd you guys think of Necrom's like no armor form?
His
transient?
Best transient form
I love
of all.
I love the big eye.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
That's, he look,
fantastic.
That's how I figured out that his mask was a fucking contact lens. Yeah.
It looks naked.
I think it looks cool. He almost looks like, anyone know Onomatopoeia from Batman and Green Arrow?
No.
I'll show you.
Garv, if you raise your hand, no one will notice. This is a podcast.
I always raise my hand, though.
Then say something to accompany the raising of your hand.
Be like,
No one can see you!
Noises.
I mean, we can see you, but we don't want to.
Oh, I'm raising my hand. That actually hurt. You guys see that?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, can you see this one, though?
That guy's cool.
Yeah.
Onomatopoeia. I got to talk about this. He's in Green Arrow. I think he was actually made by Kevin Smith.
A.K.A. The villain of Eternal O-Face.
Well, no, here's his thing. You guys know what an onomatopoeia is, obviously,
yes.
Right?
Sounds
okay,
very
his
far.
Thing is, and this is why he can only work in a comic book.
Let me guess, the sound
he
effects,
happens,
he attacks with them?
And he repeats it.
And he attacks with
no,
them?
No, he has two Desert Eagles.
Oh,
his
that's
thing,
sad.
His thing is he hunts non-powered superheroes. So he hunts, like, Green Arrow and Batman, mm-hmm. Right? And he, like... And he's actually killed a lot. He claims their masks as trophies.
Oh.
And so, like, every time there's, like,
what is he, a fucking luchador?
I guess he's... Every time, like, there's a BAM! He makes a BAM sound. Every time there's a click, he makes
He speaks the onomatopoeia?
He parrots it.
So he does... So it's not... He doesn't have any actual powers related to onomatopoeia.
No.
He's just insane.
Yes.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Batman villain.
They're the best ones.
Okay. Okay, sure.
He's... Sorry, one more thing. I have to spoil something, but this is so damn cool. In the comic where he first met Batman, in order to escape Batman, he made Batman, how many times can I say Batman, choose between catching him and saving Joker's life.
Oh.
There you go.
He stabbed the Joker and forced Batman to choose.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah, so...
Sorry, on to...
No, it's okay. So, yeah, going back to Necron, I was actually... I hate that, like, Makoto keeps, like, just reverting to Nobunaga. He's just like, oh, I'm gonna fight Nobunaga!
It's the gun form. He has a melee form, a gun form, and the bike form.
No, but, like, what I really didn't like was...
Wake
like,
up, Raven!
When he, when Necrom was, like, fighting Spectre, like, one-on-one for the first time, I was disappointed that Spectre just went to Nobunaga and didn't go Spectre.
Well, I mean, the Spectre form is kind of like his base form. It doesn't have any specific powers.
No,
whereas Nobunaga lets him have a gun.
Well, Necrom's also Necrom's base form.
But the
so.
Idea is Necrom's first episode, he's going to be overpowered even in his first... Even in his base form.
Yeah, but just for, like... For,
I just thought it was really interesting how we got to see him do a form change first before we saw his actual henshin later in that episode.
Mm-hmm.
That was really unique. We don't see that a lot.
I like that it says fighting pen.
Yeah, I like that when you put the icon in, it just goes, yes, sir.
Destroy.
Yeah, I like the voice.
The voice alone has sold me on the toy.
Like, it was a cool-sounding voice. I don't know, like...
Tangon. Grim.
Loading.
I still...
Destroy!
I still wish it was the Ixa noise. Ready, Ick.
No.
Yes, sir.
Nah.
It doesn't say yes, sir.
No, he's saying he wishes the Megaloader had the Ixa voice.
No, I know.
Yeah.
That would have been neat, but I wouldn't have liked the recycling of the voice.
No. Cause
you guys are getting
me
excited about the toy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It makes sense that it's like, you know, like a kind of proper, like kind of royal-like voice because, like,
yeah.
They're royalty,
He's the prince.
Yeah, he's the prince. Prince Alan.
And he dressed like it this time.
Yeah, oh, he looks
His
so
new outfit
cool.
is great.
I love it.
I love the little shoulder cape. I love those.
He's a prince. He's royalty.
He's a prince. He's a brother.
Shut
I'm
up.
Done.
And he stole the belt.
Yeah.
Prince Arrain.
He's on a belt.
Yes, Prince Arrain, mighty pain.
Shut up.
Just stop.
No, I love Adele's just like...
I'll come up with a better one for next week.
Oh, he stole the Maggie loader. Alright.
We'll just let him take it.
We'll just see how he does with it.
When he fucks it up, we'll retrieve it.
No, then we saw...
Which makes me wonder if maybe Adele was supposed to be Necrom, and maybe he will be later.
No, we did see a few... When we were in the Gamma world, we saw the new general.
Oh, yeah, Igor was on screen briefly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited to see what he does.
Igor's gonna be fucking cool.
Did you just say Igor? You said Eeyore.
I said Igor.
Can you just see that now?
Anthony,
oh,
rewind!
Oh, father.
Anthony, do a replay.
No. Doesn't matter, Eeyore is in the show now.
Who are you? My name's Eeyore.
Why are you so upset?
Oh, bother.
I'm gonna get you, Taco.
Why are you so upset? I have a nail in my anus.
Fair enough.
He's right.
Seth MacFarlane. Okay.
The other thing we got to see this week is after resolving the conflict, whatever, the Robin icon acknowledged him, and as Lane predicted, like anyone else would, inside of his icon is a forest.
And he wasn't voiced by Chris Pepler.
He sounded like he was voiced by Krim Steinbelt in the preview trailer, but it was not him.
No, if he was, would you not have expected any news about it?
Yeah, if he was playing him, there would have been a post about it.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much the important parts of what happened in the episode.
Let's see. Inari was still being Inari, which is fucking great.
Nothing really.
More hints at Makoto's backstory, which we'll hopefully learn more about soon.
More going towards my theory about that Sage is Alan and Adele's father. Like, when Necrom was, like, showing up, like, Sage seemed really, really concerned. He's like, oh, fuck.
That could just be he knows the Necrom system because he made the other belts.
Yeah, but still, Sage, you're
There's way too many unanswered questions.
Yeah.
But we're still at episode 16.
Akari found a piece of a Gamma icon. She was trying to break into it, and she couldn't, and
it. It's indestructible.
Yeah, I feel like that whole bit wasn't necessary. So one icon left, and next week we get Himiko Damashii.
Yay! Can't wait! The pink form!
Yay, the last one, even though we saw all 15 of them back in episode 1 or 10.
Yay. Can't be pink. Pink's for girls!
Pink is a girl.
Wait,
but he's
it's already episode 16 and he has all the ones that he needs?
Yep.
Well, oh, okay, that's short.
Episode as of 17, he will have all of his icons. Like, everyone will have the icons
Ghost
that belong
Ghost
to them.
Ghost has 10, Spectre has 3. Necrom has 2.
Yeah.
How many did he need to collect again?
15.
And then he gets to make a wish, and then they scatter like the Dragon Balls.
It's pretty much exactly Dragon Ball.
No shit, actually happened.
And then he has to get them all over again, and then the enemies will get
strong. That's already happened.
Right?
It's literally already happened.
Oh. Thanks.
Spoilers!
I'm not going to say what happens or who gets them.
All right, guys. So next week we get to see, Igor and Himiko. Ninjas?
Ninjas.
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 Shuriken Sentai! Neo Ninja!
So shit is happening.
Yeah.
Oh, penultimate episode.
This is a great episode, Ninja. Another great one.
Which is honestly an achievement.
Half decent.
I thought it was good. You know, as far as the Ninja goes.
Hang on. I called it!
That he had the shuriken inside him?
Yes!
Yeah.
I called it!
It was pretty...
On the radio, confirmation, Gar said it.
I called it.
You get the achievement.
I confirmed it.
Pretty gruesome death, actually, too.
Yeah.
Gruesome, you mean just waving a sword through a pile of floating dust?
Well, no, like...
Oh, you mean when he actually got stabbed?
When Yuriyama fucking came out of nowhere and just...
Yeah, that was pretty savage.
Whoa, people die in Sentai?
I know, right? Well, technically, he didn't die because he was already dead.
Yeah, he's like, the end shuriken was keeping me alive
this whole time. Just like everyone in Ghost.
You know,
it's so mature.
You know, the whole thing about, like, how he's actually... How old is he? Like, over 400
Over 444 years.
Okay.
Why Here's not 9,000?
We gotta look at this realistically. Realistically.
Air quotes
with my knees. This guy, these are not his only grandchildren. Hell, these aren't his only children.
Oh.
Ishitaka's a pimp, okay?
Yoshitaka.
Whatever. The guy's been alive for at least 400 years. The guy has made some babies.
Well, that...
Next Ninjinger movie.
Preferably Italian ones, because, you know, he says ciao.
That would explain why he talks Italian all the time.
This motherfucker has planted his wand in so many soil around the earth, okay?
He's planted his Natalian.
But really think about this, though. He's been the same age for 400 years, so...
Yep,
Do you really expect him to have any...
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, technically...
Why not?
Actually, mentality.
That's assuming that when he was at that age, before he stopped aging, that he wasn't shooting blanks at that point.
Obviously not.
Well, I mean, oh yeah, because he had to have conceived the current family.
Yeah, exactly. They're...
Oh, fuck. That makes sense. Oh, God.
I mean,
Italian ninjas.
This is the newest family he created.
I made a joke where, like, after, like, he disappears, like, all of them do, like, the... Like, it was funny. It was like, Grandpa, 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 Mr. Yoshitaka, Daddy! And then he dies, and, like, you hear Takaharu, like, screaming. I'm like, guys, there's no need for grief. He's already dead.
He's been dead the whole
game.
Dead
the whole entire time.
Guys, going with my theory, though, okay, so this is, like, just, like, the ninth time he's tried this.
Yeah.
With a different family.
I want
to save the world.
I will admit, though, when everyone was like, Grandpa, and it's like, Mr. Yoshitaka, I didn't give a shit except when he said dad.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that actually hurt. That actually made me feel sorry.
Yeah, because Tsumuji is a nice guy,
Tsumuji's
and we all feel sorry for him.
And then his character development comes full circle.
He finally got his mentality back, like I called from the beginning.
When they all... did you guys talk about that last week? When, like, you see the actual suits on them?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to bring this up quickly. I think it's a neat idea, and if we're going with the actual lore of it all, it actually makes sense that they're all red family clans, but then it doesn't make sense
because
on
Fuka.
Another level.
Because Fuka?
But she's a girl.
I'll
be honest.
That's sexist.
I like the hey, it's not me, it's the Japanese. Now I'm racist.
Full circle.
I like the silver and gold sashes. Those are nice touches.
Yeah.
I think they should have gone straight... different color.
Silver and gold ninja, or not?
No, silver for dad.
Yeah.
Black for grandpa.
Oh yeah, Kuro ninja would have been cool.
Yeah. I think that's what
silver
they should have.
They could have
even, like, you know how, like, Fuka being white has pink accents? They could have had Kuro and gray ninjas being with red accents.
All I'm saying is I put more thought into it.
Yeah, I can fucking Photoshop that, though.
Again,
if you wanted to see what it looked like.
I can Fuka Photoshop.
Like I said last week, it would have been cool to see, like, all the other family members as well.
You know...
Yeah, just, like, Yakumo's mom steps in and she's, like, Cyan Ninja.
You know what? I'm just, like, it's not gonna happen, obviously, but I just wanted it to. It looked like they were building up to this. Where is Ninja Man?
we never got Ninja Man.
Like,
why?
What the
Ninja!
Fuck, is he dead in the series? Like, I don't know.
No, he came back in Gokaiger, then he hopped on a cloud and flew away. Yes, that actually happened.
Well, fuck, I did that last week. I'm here now.
What's stopping Ninja Man from rolling up to the party?
Would that be cool if, like, the last shot of, the, like, all the Ninja Sentai come and join up and, like, Ninja Man's are you like...
God, we even included a fucking Ninja Metal Hero in this franchise, so why the fuck not?
Well, hell, actually,
and
not only that, we had the blue Dino Charge Ranger.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not actually.
Help me.
So, yeah, QAmon absorbed the last ninja's mentality. He became the last new last ninja.
And evolved into his final form.
Honestly, though, when, like, he became his new final form...
It looked like a Makai Knight.
Okay, first off, kudos to this actor who was in that suit, because holy shit.
That thing was wicked back heavy.
Yeah, but I was actually expecting him to, like, stab Kiboni and just be like, fuck you, I don't need you, I'm super powerful now.
Hey, that could still happen.
You're talking about the QAmon, like...
QAmon's final
form.
Okay, Raven and Gar.
Yeah.
The QAmon final form, didn't it kind of look like Monster X from Godzilla Final
kind
Wars?
Kind of a little
bit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The patterning.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it still looks Makai Knight from Garo.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
But I think we can all say it's really QAmon.
Yakumo is really good in this episode, though, because, like, they're all, like, grieving and stuff, and Yakumo's like, no, guys, like...
We need to man up.
We can grieve later, we need to save the world.
We all
want to
be
Takaharu. I was like, yeah. Yeah, and he's like, you know what, I've never wanted to be better than Grandpa, I just wanted to be better than Takaharu.
But you want to know the worst part about... Oh, sorry, go.
Sorry, Lane, what's the easy count at?
Oh, I think it's 70.
Okay, we'll just say 70 for now. That means, more likely than not... We're going to stop at 71, if it is at 70, because I feel like that's going to be one of the last things he says, and he's only going to say it one more time.
He'll
in the
cap
episode.
Off the series,
yeah.
Red.
Is it?
Actually, there's two things I want to bring up. Number one, did anybody else notice that all the furniture and, like, all the extra props in the dojo, or, like, in their house, were gone?
Well, yeah, they had to sell it.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah,
we've seen plenty of times that they can use ninjutsu to rearrange their house at will.
Yeah, but like everything was.
They had to burn it.
They had to burn it for heat.
And number two, I'm sorry, that scene just dragged on, and Shikendra did it better.
Which scene?
Like, shit. That, like, the main boss is actually gonna beat us all. We're fucked.
Oh, I don't know.
That's just a trope.
I thought, you know what the best, by far, the best part of the episode?
The
speech left behind by Yoshitaka.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He just pulled an uncle. One more thing!
One more thing, Jackie!
No, the best little self-aware moment there was how, like, you know, his projection came out a certain way,
and
so he's backwards through most of it, then the dad just, like
turns him around.
Turns him around. That's cool. That's cute. That's
great.
What, actually, yeah, talk with hologram grandpa quickly. I loved how it's like, oh, another message, and he talks about each of them
each
separately,
of them?
Yeah. But they weren't there, which I really enjoyed, because think about this. If they did hear that part,
they would have been
like, but Grandpa, he believed in me. He like,
yeah.
They were thinking, let's just kick his ass now.
Mm. Let's do what we want.
Yeah,
fuck this guy.
Yeah, his little like things about all of them saying and
yeah, like, and it was just great. Like going, like the speech was going well with like the footage of all of them doing shit. Like Nagi cloned himself like 4 times, and then Fuka was sitting and like he's like, oh yeah, you're clumsy. Trips in the Megazord.
I loved. How, like, he's giving all these deep things. Yo, Yakumo, you try the hardest.
I actually wrote them down. Yakumo's the most competitive.
Yeah.
Nagi's the most compassionate. Fuka's fucking genki as shit. And
that's what I was saying.
Loved
like,
by all.
The one, like, he's saying all these nice things. You're clumsy. Okay.
And at that moment,
you will be the number one ninja of the world.
I just love how, like, as she's being complimented off screen, she's in the process of falling the fuck over.
How many times does that work in real life?
None.
In anime, every time.
So, and then, oh, who called it? Well, we all did, but I said it first.
Everyone's
the
last ninja.
They're all the last ninja.
It's a Sentai. Do you expect only one of them to get the power?
I wouldn't have been surprised if they just made it.
Samuchi's just like, oh,
unless you're Magi Ranger.
He cared about them this entire time. Duh.
Bitch is his grandpa.
And he's
a dick, but
again, the dad, like the dad's character, becomes full circle because the grandpa left him his own message.
Yeah,
he's
like, I'm
so
sorry,
good.
I wasn't a good father to you. Like, you know,
I was tearing up.
I thought you're like, you know, you're. Compassionate, like compassion stuff was your weakness, but no.
You saved everyone.
You know what would have been great?
Maybe.
And like the saddest thing ever. Like the dad's just like, well, he loved them. It would have been nice if he said one for me. The thing comes up to my son. I know I haven't been that much of a father to you. Goodbye.
Ciao!
Ciao, bella!
No,
he just leaves.
No, okay.
Bye, son.
One disappointment. Yakumo was able to kill Gabby.
Well, yeah.
By himself.
Yeah, we're at this point.
The zombie
series.
Gabby.
They were illustrating that they were stronger than when they originally fought him.
Poor Gabby.
It's
yeah.
Like, really?
To be killed by not even the guy he wanted to be killed by.
No, and also Ariake no Kata died. And I was like, no, I'm going to miss her.
She absorbed. You know,
I like how for some reason he bothered to absorb Ariake, but not Gabby for some reason.
I'm going
to
say it like this. I think even they realized how messed up this was. This was a grieving mother.
Oh,
we can't have our heroes just like
slaughter it.
Yeah, like she's upset because to her belief they killed her child.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. And she's like, "You killed my son. Fuck you.
Stab it.
I'm sorry, I couldn't avenge you."
I feel like that's actually why they realized, guys, we can't have the heroes kill this character.
Sure, having her get magically swallowed up by a beast is...
By the guy who used to beat her, that's okay.
Yeah.
My favorite, though, of Yoshitaka's speech, though, was this when he's talking about Kinchi, and it's like, yeah, I made you a full-time student, like a person I can fully trust, and I was like,
I love how he started with, like, I put you through some shit.
So get fucked.
You became a werewolf for a little bit there.
It would actually be cool if he could, like, summon. You know what I just realized?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't use his power up.
Superstar Ninja?
Yeah.
He doesn't need it.
That's because he's not in a plot-related fight yet.
True. But
you gotta know how the tropes work.
And then the big, giant, like, mentality cloud goes throughout the city and they lose their powers.
Oh, yeah, when Kuemon activates the Owari Shuriken.
No, yeah, like, I was watching it, like, with Ichi, and I'm just like, Kiyomon starts using the intricate, and I'm like, you can't use that on them. It's theirs. It has their symbols on it.
I just love that moment where, like, Kiwimon manifests the, like, Ninshuriken form of the Enshuriken and puts it on the hammer, and then, like, waves his hand like he's gonna spin it, but, like, they cut away at the last moment because you can't actually spin a shuriken on the hammer. I'm like, real subtle, guys!
It's about to get hot.
They all fucking say Moe Tekita, and I was like, that's the one time I actually liked it.
Good, I still didn't.
I think it was a good episode overall.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I still missed the Tokyuger ending. That had some balls to it.
Sure.
But we're not here to talk about Tokyuger.
Not until the crossover movie.
So next week is the finale. It looks like a lot of them are fighting, like, untransformed, which is good, because that's usually what they do in final episodes.
We saw them doing, like, the roll call poses unmorphed, which
was
neat.
Like they do in every final episode.
Yeah, which is fine. I'm looking forward to that.
I love that.
And then we get to see Gekiyatsu versus, like, Mangetsu.
Gengetsu,
whatever fucking Sue. Zangetsu!
Oh, Sue! Oh!
They fight Zangetsu.
He looks out the window, finally sees Tokyo.
Oh, dear. Alright, guys. Let's move on to the important part.
No.
Black RX dub.
Or as it
Black
was.
How dare you say that? We all know Masked Rider is a lot better.
Masked Rider.
Just everyone starts saying it, but like out of sync with each other.
1, 2, 3. Masked Rider.
Masked Rider.
I watched this as a child. I enjoyed this. I had a Robo Rider figure as a child. I cannot believe I liked this stuff when I was a kid.
I feel like I did watch it as a child, but I remember nothing of it that wasn't said in the introduction.
So I was the biggest fan of Beetleborgs.
I watched
Beetleborgs. What does that have to do with this?
I'm like, what does that have to do
Nobody
with
Nobody remembers Beetleborgs.
I fucking remember Beetleborgs.
I remember Beetleborgs lightly.
Eh.
Masked Rider, I watched it too, but I liked it, but I remember liking Power Rangers more.
Yeah, no,
I think that's what it was.
Well,
Power Rangers was oversaturated.
The most, known into this. Why don't you say something?
Wait, what?
You want to tell us about, did you watch Masked Rider as a child?
I've like just like what you said. It was more like I don't remember it as much as some people because of Power Rangers and other things at the time.
Well,
I knew of it. I knew of Beetleborgs, and I think they had another show. It was VR Troopers.
Yeah.
But I don't recall too much of it because of Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk shop for a little bit about Masked Rider. Brief synopsis of what it is. You got this guy, Prince Desk.
That's the name of the episode.
Prince Desk.
Prince Desk.
He's from Edenoi, which is a really cool name for a planet.
It is a cool name for a planet. I like that, Edenoi.
Edenoi is under siege from his uncle, Count Dragon.
It's always the uncle.
See, I did not know that that was his uncle. So, like, they were like, yeah, that's his uncle. It's like, all right.
Now, Dex can turn, has this ability given to him because he's of royal blood, where he can turn into...
He's descended
the legendary Masked Rider warrior.
He's descended from Gandalf.
And is sent to Earth. Why is he sent to Earth?
Because Count Dragon sends a monster down there. And according to his grandfather, Dex is the only one that can defeat them.
Oh, okay. So why was Dragon sending monsters to Earth?
Because that was his next planet to take over.
Okay, so he's doing the preemptive strikes. Okay, I can live with that.
That's fine.
So that's your basic plot. Dex gets sent to Earth where he meets a interracial family, which, let's have
very diverse family.
You didn't see too much of that back then.
Yeah, and they actually came up with a convincing reason for it. The kids were all orphans that the family adopted.
Yeah.
Which Dex actually does bring up, which I always had a question about, like, where is his parents? Oh, they died.
Yeah, they were lost to me when I was a small child.
Yes.
Too bad it was a son.
Actually, have you seen, I can't remember her name, the woman who played the mom, have you seen her today?
No.
She is a fox. Like, look her up.
You want to look up
the name? She was that Power Pokemon.
I think it was like Candace Zen or something.
She was really young at the time of the recording.
Yeah.
We saw TJ Roberts, the guy who plays the Masked Rider, now. He's a handsome man.
He looks like discount Hugh Jackman.
He's ripped, man. But no. Can we just talk about Fervus and how he speaks about the dog of wisdom?
You mean how he just says bitch the whole episode?
Literally remind me of a YouTube video called Dog of Wisdom, where all they say is ha, ha, ba, ba, ha, ba, ba.
Is that what that's from? You've been saying that all the time.
Dog of Wisdom.
Idea.
That's so weird.
Her name's Candace Keita, by the way.
Okay.
The Count Dragon shots, though.
Yeah, I know.
I like to think that, because like every time you saw Count Dragon, like the American version, it was just a close up of just him like talking. I like to think that they just filmed all of his scenes in a day for the whole show.
Entirely possible.
Where
his mouth is just like
Saren, you've seen every episode, right?
Me?
Of Mask Rider?
Not as of recent.
But
I've seen a couple here and there.
Does Count Dragon ever go to Dex?
Don't remember.
Probably. I would assume they meet face-to-face at some point.
Gar, your mission is now to watch all of Master Rider.
Challenge accepted.
I believe you. You recently
It's fun because when I was rewatching it like a while back, it was like...
Didn't you
like
just
it was background noise. It was
like
background
noise. At double speed
I just watched the first two episodes like, you know, for today. But... You just see Fervus just doing all these stupid stuff, and I think that's just funny by itself.
Fervus is like him and fucking Jimmy Walker Zoanoid from Guyver are like combined together to make Jar Jar Binks. Like what
there's like this episode where Fervus turns into a giant, you know, monster, and he eats the pizza, the giant sign of the pizza place. He just rips it off, eats it. And they're like, Fervus, don't do it.
I'm sorry, I just love, for some reason, the phrase, and then he eats the giant pizza.
I love how he runs. Just whenever you see a run...
He waddles?
Yeah, like... I like to think that just, like, if Toei was... Or, like, if Saban was super lazy for, like, the Turbo movie, when they showed, like, Larigo running, they could have just shooped in shots of fucking Fervus just waddling in the
forest. Fervus is Vern Troyner, right?
Really?
Is it?
Yes.
No. That's Mini-Me.
No,
that's,
it can't
it
be.
Is.
No.
It is.
Fervus is too tall.
I know that because, well, one, it's in his kind of, I think it's in his IMDb, but my friend, writer Jetfire, his social name is Seamus, he's part of the Dance Two Rants, he actually interviewed him.
Oh, cool.
Or talked to him, and he was the only person that's ever mentioned Fervus to him.
Wow.
Wow.
Yep.
I don't know if that's true. Jesus! He did the stunts!
I'm not kidding.
Was the stuntman for Fervus.
Oh.
So Dex and fucking Fervus.
So there you have it. Now you guys know. And they can tell the whole world.
Fervus.
Well.
There's a theory by Lane that Fervus is what inspired the Furbies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Is there any credibility to that? I've never looked into it.
I don't think so. I know Fervus has been referred to as Furby.
Because I
mean, like, every time I post
similar.
Him in my video, yeah.
He looks like a Furby.
Well, just look up, when did a Furby come out?
They came out after this. Okay, I want to talk about two things in regards to music. One, the theme song. What do you guys think of it?
It's all right.
It's awesome.
It's not a little generic.
I like the score.
That's what I was going to say. Like, okay, there's no lyrics, but then I thought about it. Which one, at the time, what kind of show like this actually had lyrics? I mean... I love the Power Rangers thing. Don't get me wrong, but all it is Go Go Power Rangers.
Yeah.
There's like two lines
Shut
in the
up,
entire
Gar.
Thing. Right?
Yeah.
Now, Carrie, the Power Rangers theme is the... Like, it is an awesome
bit,
rock
yeah.
tune. The Masked Rider theme, I think it's very cool sound. It's orchestral.
Yeah. You got
it's,
the drums, you got all
the
fun stuff.
Oh, the percussion is awesome in this. It's very heroic.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like... I just love that.
It's like a battle cry, because it's like, Masked Rider.
And I'll admit, the Masked Rider... I kind of like it.
It's like, at first it was annoying, but then, like, when you, like, really think about it, it, like, kind of hammers in, like, this is the hero. This
yeah.
is the hero.
Yeah. No. And it sounds cool. The other bit of music, as we're all watching this, we're like, wait a second. The background music sounded a tad familiar.
Throughout the whole of the two episodes we watched, and probably the rest of the show.
Digimon music. But then I thought about it, this came out before Digimon.
So those lazy fucks who dubbed Digimon...
The music that is associated mostly with Digimon is from Masked Rider.
Masked Rider.
My whole childhood is in fucking shambles.
Thanks, Masked Rider.
Digimon was my first anime, and now it's ruined.
I like Cory in the House, though. That was my first anime.
wait, what did you say?
That was just an OVA. The original was That So Raven.
Oh, God. You were going to say?
Speaking of Raven, wake up!
Awake and paying attention, my eyes can't seem to stay awake.
Man, you guys are starting to sound, the person's asleep starting to sound like Kevin from Riders, Rangers, and Rambles. He's always asleep.
Raven here is our Red Ranger, but he's like our figurehead. We consider him our silent protagonist because he's asleep most of the time.
You were going to say, Gar?
Eh.
The opening, well, it's better than VR Troopers.
Everything's better than VR Troopers.
I'm like, that's hard.
Well, Sel was talking about how, like, there was no lyrics. It was just the heroic music. What's VR Troopers? 4, 3, 2, 1.
We are VR.
It doesn't start with VR. It's we are. We are VR. VR.
Troopers.
Oh, God.
Virtual reality.
Oh, hey, by the way, you for your Digimon referencing and all, hey, who's the first villain in this?
Oh, my God.
So let's talk about
I gotta say, that I mean, using Japanese footage, that's really gruesome.
Yeah, well, have you watched what it's based off of?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We watched that not too long ago.
Yeah, we watched Zetto, Matt Cameron and Zetto pretty recently.
Fucking Stingmon's up there on screen.
Yeah. Doros is
Stingmon.
But I
just say, like, they show, like, the close-ups of, like, him, like, gnashing his teeth and stuff like that, and I'm like, this is not for children!
What was he called?
Doros. Oh, no, he's called the Destructosphere.
The Destructosphere.
At first, we thought that was just the name of, like, his ball form.
Of the transport that he would use for the monsters.
But no, they actually refer to his monster form as the Destructosphere, even though he's not a ball anymore.
But it leads to one of the best things ever, because after Dex has landed on Earth, tells the family that he's an alien, and they're all super okay with this, right?
Yeah,
away.
They're
more like, yeah, whatever. Where's your parents?
Like, he believed in aliens and everything.
A.K.A. Yeah. Not John Goodman.
Not Ernie.
Yeah. No, it was Discount Chris Farley.
Yeah. You know, so, like, he's gonna live with them now. Ha ha, he eats a juice box. Oh, it's cute.
That's how children learn to shotgun beer.
And then the nosy neighbors looks on as he transforms into
a bug man. A giant ride. Bug.
He ectophase activates.
Okay, granted, it's not... it's obviously, you know, the Japanese footage. I think it's a cool-looking transformation. It's simple.
Simple. Although I just can't get over the fact that his face comes out of his dick.
No, one thing...
Who doesn't?
One thing that's funny, though. Ecto?
All our faces came out of a dick.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. Ecto-coolers back in the day.
Oh. It's like, ectophase activate. Are you a Ghostbuster? Then again, the neighbors did get slimed.
They did.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, the nosy neighbors, their attempt at Balkan Skull.
The shitty Balkan Skull wannabes.
What's funny is I noticed that when they got, like, the goop, like, fell on them, it fell on the boy more so than the girl.
Usually it's the opposite.
Saban, teaching that cream pies and you know, all those fun stuff is good. Never mind. Facials.
Yeah, that was the best. Like,
will the Death of Sphere continue its career as a silver, achieve its dream of being a silver bullet?
Oh my God, that was the best thing ever.
This show had that, oh my God, prepare for the next episode bullshit, but like super over the top.
It's like if the announcer from DBZ was just, he didn't actually watch the episode, but he just skimmed through the script.
Will Furbus continue jogging to stay in shape?
Oh God. Yeah, they just gave him...
Will Dende die? Figure out the next episode of Dragon Ball Z. Dende's demise.
Yeah.
That's actually true.
There was a great moment, though, we were talking about. This made us laugh our asses off. So, the first villain, the Destructosphere?
Yeah.
Called, it's from the movie Zetto, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Black RX isn't in Zetto.
No.
But if you don't know, Black RX is what they used for Masked Rider. So, when he goes to fight Zetto...
The Destructosphere.
We see they're using some creative editing. I'm using the air quotes
air
again.
Air quotes for days.
Yep. To, like, not have them in the same shots.
Yeah.
Now, for some of the contact shots, they had to be kind of creative. So what they did was, because they had the suit, they would just put a big scaly arm in front of the camera to make it look like he's hitting Dex. But for some shots of him kicking, motherfuckers, who's there?
They just leave the footage of Zetto in because he's moving so fast and it's so brief that maybe the kids won't notice.
Well,
to be fair, we didn't as kids.
Well, yeah.
I couldn't have told you that was a different writer.
Well, yeah, because we didn't know anything else existed, so
but
we didn't pay attention.
The best part was watching it. Mm-hmm. We're like, Zetto, Dex, Zetto, Dex!
No, there's the joke that...
Dex! Zetto!
Zetto, Dex. Zetto!
There's the joke that I actually think, like, we all came up with here. It's like, Dex, you can sail with us. Yeah, you can sleep on the couch.
The great hero from space gets to sleep on the couch.
And also the daughter was trying to hit on him, like, super hard.
Yeah,
can he stay, please?
Please?
Okay, he can stay.
You want to talk about creepy faces towards our main character, that fucking car?
Oh, God.
Second episode, he finds his own Batcave with the power of his mind crystal or whatever. By the way, apparently Edenoi is the home of the crystal gems.
Yeah, amazing.
And he makes a Batcave.
And they're all pearls.
And he meets these giant robo-bug CGI bullshit that can turn into his vehicles.
Well, hang on. What you just
Dex, you gotta use your imagination for a little bit and make some friends of your own. So use your gem on your head to make some friends, because you are lonely.
Essentially.
You're a singer.
As you were saying, but they're all pearls. Well, then again, they're all servants
exactly.
to the dragon.
See?
There you go. Speaking of which, before I get back into that, the servants of Count Dragon, cool designs.
Yeah.
Again, that's more on the Sentai aspect, but I like the Two-Face guy, like... Double face.
I really didn't like his design.
I thought it was neat. I liked the little baby mouth on his head. I thought that was like...
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it because it was creative, and you're an uncreative.
I like creative things. That was just ugly.
Said the man who's wearing the same Mega Man t-shirt.
Jump and shoot, man.
I liked the little robot dude who just every time he was talking, they just...
He was Orbis.
Reused the same clip.
It's Alpha 2.
It's Orbis.
So, sorry, back to the cave. When he makes his vehicles, they're alive, they're sentient, and one of them is Combat Chopper, his motorcycle.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was kind of like, oh, he talks fast, and ha-ha, he's like the cool
hey,
one.
Hey, get on me, no time for a ride,
yeah,
whatever.
Chief.
And then we have...
I'm the fast one.
Magno. Who's the car.
The car who is constantly hitting on Dex.
Get inside me, Dex.
Check out my merchandise.
Okay, the lions themselves aren't, you know, are like, okay, that's a little weird. But it's how this actress went about it. Check out my merchandise, Dex. I got new headlights installed. Want to touch them?
No, and then I made a realization.
I need a refill.
Magno.
Of cream pie.
And Dex.
They fucked at some point.
They fucked at some point and gave birth to Wagon from Tokuger.
It all makes perfect sense.
Because honestly, if you just flip the M and switch the O and the N in Magno, what do you get?
It's Wagon.
It's Wagon.
Oh, like, okay,
I hate you.
Sorry, look at this.
Trauma inducer.
You know how we were all making a joke about how it was Zetto?
Yeah.
Episode 28. City Invasion gets an unexplained form and grows.
He turns into Jay?
Oh,
yes,
dear God.
Yes, they do use Jay footage and Zetto and yeah.
Amazing.
We gotta keep watching the show.
We have to see
we
this.
We do. Okay, I want to ask you guys something. Get a little
deep here.
I want to ask you, why didn't Masked Rider succeed?
Because it wasn't Power Rangers.
But that's what I'm going to say, though. At the time, we had Power Rangers, Masked Rider, Beetleborgs, VR Troopers.
Masked Rider even had a crossover with Power Rangers.
Actually, Beetleborgs came
I think it comes down to toy sales at the time, because doing American tokusatsu was very difficult. One of the toy creators, Robert Hughes, he is the main guy who does the toy stuff for marketing for Power Rangers and all the Mary Toku, as they call it. And that's why I was at the... Turnanog, Mystic Knights, yeah.
Oh,
that's why it canned so bad, because the toy sales were just horrid.
See, okay, now, toy sales could have been a thing, yes. What I was saying, Gar, though, it was... I'm just talking in general, like, Americanized tokusatsu.
Yeah.
Why do we only have Power Rangers still? Okay, because here's the thing. I've currently taken on the task of watching it all.
Okay.
I'm going to watch all of Power Rangers. It's on Netflix. Why not, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I am.
I thought you meant all American Toku.
I'm
going to
do that, too.
Watch all of Power Rangers.
I'm going to do that.
I did that years ago.
I'm going to do that, too.
Okay.
When I'm done, I'm going to have to go to Masked Rider, Beetleborgs, and VR Troopers.
Let me know how your Beetleborgs is going.
I'm
going
to be ripping my dick off during it, but... And I'll tell you what, it's not an easy thing to do. I started this, like, a few weeks ago. I'm still only, like, not even halfway through season one. Power Rangers. Now, granted, it's 60 episodes long.
Hey, so
go ahead.
Basically, I'm actually doing that right now, trying to watch every season of Power Rangers.
And you just finished in space.
Yes, I did.
Well, obviously, I have more real life stuff to do.
Yeah, and I'm almost done Time Force.
Good
halfway
boy.
There.
So, okay, so this is what I was saying, though. I love Power Rangers. It's an important part of my life. I will admit this freely, though. The first season of Power Rangers is not good.
No.
In almost any regard.
The Green Ranger saga is the only remotely
thing. Now, this is what I mean, though. It's not good in terms of acting, in terms of writing, in terms of pacing. Hell, even in terms of using its assets from the Sentai. Like good example is when they first bring Titanus into the mix. Oh, there's Titanus. What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like he's there. I honestly had to go back to see if I missed something. No, it's just he's there. And after a few episodes, I'm like, what the hell? Okay, he's here. Okay, why not?
Also. What really, really bugged me about this was just Dex was in Black RX's clothes. Like,
oh, yeah.
The white jacket.
It was like the
white
uniform.
White pants, white shoes, because, like, when he gets fucking launched off into space.
They needed to match the footage.
Yeah, they had to match the footage of actually him falling in the sky. And I'm
which,
my God.
I thought was stupid, but I'm like, they're going to reuse his footage
later. Whatever. Okay, so back. Sorry, I wasn't done yet. Damn. So, why did Power Rangers succeed, I say? Well, I think a lot of it was to do with toy sales and stuff, obviously.
I mean, this whole genre of television is fueled by toy sales.
Yeah, toy sales. But, and that's just part of it, too. Why
maybe the color-coded characters?
Well, like, that's the thing, too. Yeah, the color-coded characters, perhaps. But I'm thinking, why didn't we like the toys for Masked Rider? Because, let's be honest, I've said this before, as much as I love Sentai designs, Kamen Rider designs are just leagues above in terms of... And now, granted, part of that is it's because it's one guy, you're able to, you know, splurge more on the one guy, right?
Yeah.
But there were episodes of Kamen Rider that featured more riders, and that's the one that still sticks out in my head the most, the one where he met the other riders.
That's why they brought Dragon Knight over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, with it all, I always wonder, what could have been if this had gotten more...
I was actually thinking about that.
We could have had American Forza.
No, about this, though. What if Masked Rider became the successful one and Power Rangers is the one that was never on DVD?
Gar, you're the one... You've been here the least, so I've actually said before, this needs to be a topic we do one day.
Americanize a Kamen Rider?
No. Alternate reality, Kamen Rider was the successful one. Power Rangers was the unsuccessful one.
So, you mean right now we could be getting Shout Factory Kamen Rider DVDs with bonus features and stuff?
They had kept Gar it going, hate them. We had kept it going called, like, what would it be now? Masked Rider
for Samurai.
They probably just call it Samurai.
Go Masked Rider.
Masked Rider Samurai. That would have been it. And it's funny to think what would have happened. Hell, even in the other regards, because I said, Power Rangers wasn't a good show. It got better. I say that 100%. It got actually some seasons I dare say are good. But it just wasn't back then.
Yeah.
The quality of acting, everything. And actually, that was the thing I was going to give this. Masked Rider had some decent acting. Like, Dex is a decent actor.
You know what I think might have contributed to Power Rangers being successful even in its first season?
The movie?
Part of it, yes. I was going to say that I think it may have been the first show of its kind that some people saw.
I was going to say that, yeah. Because I'll be honest. It's
a nostalgia factor.
If I'm remembering, I didn't watch Power Rangers for... let's clean up the lake. I watched it because I had never seen anything like this.
Five heroes together who
no,
are
not that. I saw Justice League. I'm talking about, this was a live-action thing. And, like I said, I'm watching the series now. I'm seeing some actual craft going into from the original Sentai. But they had been doing it for years. They just knew. I say to this day, I'll still always get the chills the first time I see that Megazord stand up. Like, go from tank to... mode to battle mode, and then the sword comes out of the sky.
All I remember is just when I was 17, and I found out Super Sentai was a thing, and that's what they used for Power Rangers, and my entire childhood almost shattered a bit, because I was like, that wasn't original stuff? I'm like, the Yellow Ranger was actually a boy? Never in my entire childhood did I notice that the Yellow Ranger didn't have a skirt. It never thought popped in my head.
Not only was the Yellow Ranger a boy, but his character name was Boy.
Yeah.
Sorry, what did you say, Zarin?
That's what I just said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. His name is Boy.
Yeah. But yeah, the thing that really attracted me to Power Rangers was I just really loved the idea of heroes who transform. That's why I'm into Toku as much as I am. The idea of transforming heroes has always been what I like.
And I love Kamen Rider so much.
And I'll
it's
say
all Paul's fault.
And I'll say, I watched Masked Rider a little more when as a kid, and I watched Power Rangers more, but I watched Masked Rider because at the end of the day, the action is good. When you do see him fighting the monsters, it is cool.
Yeah.
Hell, when he and his vehicles fight that tank beetle, awesome.
I was like, oh my god, that's actually a really great monster design.
You know what I just remembered? Back at home, I have all of Kamen Rider Black RX on my computer.
Oh, you're bringing that. I want to watch that, please.
Dude, we could all watch Black RX.
I have an SH figure out of Black RX right now. Or, sorry, Mass Rider.
So, Mr. Zephyr, you, just before this recording, apparently watched both episodes at double speed. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So, I did. Tell us your thoughts about those two episodes.
It was very fast.
I bet the Furbus parts were even funnier.
The funniest part is because they're trying to hide him and the dad's allergic.
He's
sneezing.
Like,
fur?
Yeah.
And so apparently he's a good sneaker because he doesn't get caught.
Yeah. I wonder how long that lasts.
No, actually.
Like, there was this one episode I watched where they were at a pool party and then they were ordering food. This guy was ordering food. Some random person was ordering food. And so we'd walk away and he would put it on the table. And Furbus will come up and take it. And it's like, huh, I thought I put it there. And he just keeps making it. He just gets away. He's a ninja. Furbus is a ninja.
I actually want to watch these episodes now in two times the speed just so I can hear Furbus just go, tick, 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 tick. Bitch, bitch, bitch.
I didn't watch all the part one when I first did. I watched like the first little bit and then I went straight to part two. And it's like, where's Dex? Oh, he went to go off, save the world. Oh, okay. I'm just like, what?
Such a carefree family, right?
Yeah, right.
I love it. And
Stewards
then,
are so carefree.
And then he gets back, and the dad is like, rough day at the office. I was not in an office.
He just walks into the house. He doesn't even knock.
Yeah. Like, they're
knocking
like,
is probably an alien concept.
I wonder if Dex is going to come back, and they're just like,
alien to him.
I don't know.
And that's when, you know.
That's when he walks in.
Nadira from Time Force was crying if Dex would return.
Yeah, apparently in an episode of Time Force, Nadira is fucking watching Masked Rider, and it's like...
Gar showed us the clip of Nadira watching Masked Rider, which I pointed out, that is the only footage of Masked Rider that's in HD.
Yeah. Unless Show Factory.
And what? Never know, one day.
Well, actually, the sad part is, Masked Rider is still owned by Disney. And you know Disney...
Oh, okay.
Well, basically, when Disney bought Saban, Masked Rider was a part of Saban.
So, Kingdom Hearts 4.
Kingdom Hearts 4.
Fucking imagine.
Now, as we all know, show writers, they tend to pose a lot. But, holy shit, does Dex fucking just...
Even in the American
but,
footage.
Like, when he went to the school and fighting, like, about to fight those three ant monster thingies...
He just sat there and posed.
Not once, not twice, three fucking times before even, like, attempting to fight them.
Yeah, one for each mook.
But it was, wow. And then just his grunts he makes, like,
he clearly saw it. Jason David Frank.
I'm sorry to correct you there, they're called Kieps.
I'm watching this footage of him in the school, and I'm just wondering, I wonder if this is the same school from Mighty Morphin.
I feel like it is. Like they probably
looks
reused
like
the set. But overall, you know, it's Masked Rider.
Yeah,
we knew.
You know what? I want to watch the rest of this because I want to see what I missed.
Like I said, I can't give a shit for being what it is because, like I said, it's the exact same quality, really, in terms of acting and production as Power Rangers. So early Power Rangers, granted.
Plus, we all have to agree. Just like it was in the season 3 premiere Power Rangers, but just seeing the White Ranger and the Red Ranger fighting Masked Rider was just wow.
Well,
like,
I mean,
that was the first time I've ever seen Sentai and Rider.
Watching it now that we have context, yeah.
But it was still cool.
Which would mean that that episode predates Decade versus Shinkenger as the first Sentai Rider crossover.
Go Ranger versus Jacka, they mentioned the riders.
Whatever.
Well, they mentioned, but did they show up?
No.
Photos, yes.
Okay, but they didn't actually interact in the same scene.
So it's not the same thing.
It doesn't count, Gar.
Tommy fought Masked Rider first.
Gar, have a photo of Henry Ford here. Is he still alive?
Maybe.
Is he still here? Is he here in actuality?
Man, with that logic, damn.
He's here in the room right now.
Well, apparently Aaron Hansen is here.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a picture of him right there. It's the Pink Ranger.
He's here.
Yeah.
Thing.
Why is that still up?
Because.
Overall,
why is there a picture? Why is there a picture of me in the corner of your guys' room?
Because that's Lane's.
That's Lane's
church.
Room.
Yes, oh. We taped the picture of you over the speaker, so we had some contact.
Well, I mean, I got a mannequin and I drilled a hole in the mouth.
Oh,
which also
okay.
Has your face.
Trauma.
Does it vibrate? Like my vibrating fries?
It's got three settings.
It vibrates. Oh, and she's a squirter.
But to everyone who...
So it has a hose attachment.
Yes!
It's called a hoe attachment.
Oh.
If you want to see the first ever American iteration of Kamen Rider, Masked Rider, there you go.
You might want to rethink your life.
If you want to watch the show that made Shotaro Ishii and Mori state, I will never let any of my projects be adapted ever again.
But then it was.
And then he died, and then it was.
No, that's what he literally
said. They literally rested Ryuki from his cold, dead hands.
Yeah. And then he died, and we got Dragon Knight.
I'm just picturing that, sorry. Like, okay, Dragon Knight was a cool show. I'm just picturing that, like fucking Ishinomori's funeral in Japan. I know they don't bury, but for the sake of this joke, like... It's just like this coffin. It's nighttime. You just see a guy with a shovel over his arm and like a hunchback with him. Come, Igor. he digs out like the body and like
he's got the Ryuki DVDs.
No, they dig out his brain to get the ideas, and it's fucking Saban.
No, it's Haim Saban and Suki.
Sure,
the hunchback is Shuki Levy.
He's just holding the DVDs and he's like. Wow, he's got quite a grip on this thing.
And Judge Lynn's like, you guys are monsters.
And then they put his brain into Hakaider.
No.
It's like, we got the brain. Oops. Goes into Judge Lynn. I have an idea.
There you go.
Should we wrap this up now?
I think we should wrap. Masked Rider, it is what it is. Check it out.
Yeah. It's good for a nostalgic chuckle.
Okay.
10 out of 10 would watch it again because Furbus, because he's a Lord and Savior.
Hell, Furbus.
I said I gotta watch all the Power Rangers, so I might as well watch all of them.
Gotta watch them all. Masked Rider.
What the wrong company! Anyway. So, okay, Ichi, if you want to wrap up, then Zaren, you can give anything you want to say. I want to end this episode, because I think I got an idea.
Alright.
So go.
So, I guess, first of all, thanks to Zaren Zephyr for guesting with us tonight.
Thanks a lot, man.
Even though I was very quiet, because I haven't watched any of Kamen Rider Ghosts, or I don't watch Sentai as much anymore, because it got really boring.
Fair enough.
I
haven't bought any of the
toys,
so I'm just like, ugh.
But, yeah, you're welcome any other time you'd like to be on.
It really depends, man. My schedule is really tough.
Yeah, I figured. So, thank you for taking time out to be with us tonight.
That's fun. You guys have some great chemistry together. You see, you guys have been doing this for a long time. It's like, what, 90-some-odd episodes now? So
5 months.
Really? We come across as good chemistry? I hate everyone.
Honestly, this is not the first time I've heard that. Yeah. I've heard other guests that we've had on podcasts talk about our chemistry. So
Brent
Plus
said
exactly.
A wild bag.
Well,
exactly.
When you guys bounce off each other, it's that kind of chemistry that people like. Yeah. It's like me and my partner Speed Racer Flubber. When we talk naturally, we bounce off each other like so much.
Oh, do go
that
on.
It starts not
no,
to get
really
funny.
Not.
Well, thank you, Zaren. It's very nice of you.
So, yeah, everyone listening, you can hear more of our show at castranger.podbean.com is our main hub site. You can also find us on Facebook and tweet at us at Ixie Studios. And you can also subscribe to us on iTunes.
And make sure to follow Zaren Zephyr at Zaren Zephyr on Twitter and like his Facebook page, subscribe to
or
him on YouTube.
Or you can just go to my website, zarenzephyr.com.
There you go.
Oh, you got a full website.
Shameless plug, seamless plug.
Hey, we're all about shameless plug. In fact, I'm going to do another shameless plug. The Cast Ranger video game is currently in development.
Or if you want to read about VR Troopers, there's Gar's Toku Blogs, which is on Facebook.
No one cares about that.
Follow Pincaster on Twitter.
Yeah, Zaren, we're actually using the latest RPG Maker, and we are making an actual Cast Ranger video game.
Oh, cool. So, I always liked those RPG Maker games.
Cool. I will be sure to send you a copy of the beta.
Cool. I will love it.
All right.
Everyone say their goodbyes, because I feel like what I gotta say needs to be the last thing you hear.
Bye, Zaren Sama!
To quote
the
now passing grandfather, ciao!
Ciao.
Nailed it.
Later.
Will Raven fall asleep during the next podcast? Will Ichi come up with a better Aladdin song? Will Lane stop wearing that damn Minion shirt? Will Gar pay attention to what we just said? Will Cell actually watch all of Power Rangers? And will Zeron ever embrace the theater? Find out next time on Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
Good night, everyone! Bye.
I will not go to a theater ever again.
And embattled planet called Edenoi, a young prince named Dex is given great powers by his grandfather, the king, and is sent to the planet Earth to protect it from the advancing evil of Count Dragon and his vicious insectoids. Once on Earth, he is adopted by a kind family and learns to live as a human. With his companion Ferbus by his side, Dex is ever vigilant, ready at a moment's notice to call on his powers to become Masked Rider.